DC Sound Attack. That's right, baby. Hellhounds on your trail. What a pity. That's the price you pay, Chicken Hands in Necro City. And they are talking about Washington, D.C., folks. The place where they have no peace. There are the warmongers, baby. And they just realized they don't like peace. All right. So, hey, that's what that's all about. We had a lot of fun with that. Right before that, we had some King Crimson from their Red album, One More Red Nightmare. 1974 release. That was a fantastic record. It really was. It set them up on their way to becoming much more recognized in the mainstream, even though they've never been a mainstream band. They've always been on the fringe. Tool, a band who was heavily influenced by King Crimson. Before that, we had a track from 10,000 Days, Jambi. Yes, fun stuff. And then we had a really fun track from Masters of Reality, Absinthe, Jim and Me, from their album Pine Crossed Over. And then, of course, this little instrumental track we've got going on behind us is Rush. Yeah, Rush from their album Counterparts. One of the last few instrumental songs they ever released. You know, of course, that place they've been defunct, but they are going on tour next year, which I'm going to... Yeah, I'm so excited. All right, so enough of my little girlness here. So I hope you're enjoying tonight's show. We're coming to the last hour of the show here. We're at 9 o'clock now, so have a lot of fun stuff coming up here. So if you are so interested, we do have shows open. We're looking for DJs. That's right, we are. So go to our website. Go to RadioValencia.fm and go find us things. Send us an email at shows at RadioValencia.fm. I've got an interesting prospect here. Are you interested in doing a show, dear? Say hello.
Hello. So this is a potential new DJ, and I am so excited to bring the different flavors of what makes America. Yes, so I look forward to bringing some Pali Ipupa, Kofi Olomide, and all that good jam.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, good. I love him. That's why I keep the door open, folks. This is so people who actually have interest in doing this kind of thing can have see what we're doing. Feel the vibe of the place, and she got a cute little puppy, too, on top of that. All right, so, hey, what's coming up next here? We got Voivod and the legendary Pink Dots. Yeah, those are very different things. I know, but deal with it, because that's what I do. I love you all out there, so stay cool, stay clean, and, you know, bring the best part of yourselves to the world.
We love you. Happy 2026.
Thank you, dear. All right, without further ado, let the music do the talking. We'll be right back.
of imposing. And then the words were flowing like the wine. I know you're really tired, but I need some information. Just a little patience and time. Peace of mind.
Okay, that was a wonderful piece there. Nice long track called Shooting Star by Anekdoten out of Sweden. From their album Until All the Ghosts Are Gone. Because there might be still a few hanging around. And then we got to take care of that, right? Okay, before that we had Peace of Mind. Nice long track there by the legendary Pinky Dots. From their album Your Children Placate You from Premature Graves. Ain't that a tongue full? Gotta like saying complex cornucopia cerebellum cocktail hour. And if think? I would think so. I like tongue twisters. I like seashells, seashells by the seashore. Oh, yeah. I like it. All right, Voivod starts the set. We had a great track from the album The Wake. Came out in 2016. It was a big revival record for them. Holy crap, what a great record that was. That was a track called Orb Confusion. God, I love that band. Canadian progressive metal band. I think they're one of a kind. Yeah. This math metal going on behind me is called Timepiece by Helix Nebula from Realm Meridian. What do we got next? We got some Jane's Addiction and some Jack White and whatever I've got coming up after that. So you stick around. This is actually the final full set before we call it quits. You're getting the final half hour of the show, so we got about a 20-minute set here. I'll say my final goodbyes and leave you with something nice and tasty. So that's what's left for you. So thank you for hanging around with me this long. I always appreciate it. Every moment you spend with me, to me, I cherish. I do. I really do. It's fun. So, and anytime I'm not here, I'm sorry because, I mean, I have to deal with some things in life sometimes, and sometimes life can crush me because I'm a human being and I have my emotions. And sometimes I just don't come, and it's an emotional thing. So I apologize for those times that I'm not here. But when I am here, I do want to share with you all the best music I can and my love for you as individuals and collectively out there. All right, so, without further ado, we'll get into a little Jane's Addiction, and I will catch you on the flip side.
Called a doctor, said another body dead on the ground. Hey! take a little dope and walk out in the air. The stars are all connected to the brain. Find me a woman and lay down on the ground. Pleasure comes falling down like rain. Give myself a car, I feel power as I fly. Oh, now I'm really in control. It all looks fine to the naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all. Don't happen that way at all. You signed your own name.
Okay, that was the great Bobby Weir, who just passed away today. Yeah, that was taken from the album Ace. It was his first solo record. No, that really just became a Pantheon song for Grateful Dead. And yes, I would have liked to play a 20-minute live version of that, but I just... See, I found out he died like literally minutes as I was leaving the house to do the show. And most of the time my shows are all buttoned up. And so I did some creative editing here at the end, and hopefully I've got the timing right. Because I like to end my show buttoned up. I do. So, yeah. So let's see how that works. We'll see how close I get here. All right. So we had People by Journey from their third album, Next. This is prior to Steve Perry joining the band. This is the last iteration of the Perilous Journey. From the Perilous Journey. That's kind of funny. Okay. Yeah. I came into Journey during the Perry years, and then I went backwards. And I've just loved those first three albums. I just think they're all really great works. And they're not popular records, but they're, I think, the best three. A very obscure track from Who's Next? Naked Eye, yeah. By The Who, of course. We had some Jack White, Trash Tongue Talker, from his Blunderbuss record. Came out in 2012. And then we had a classic track from Jane's Addiction from Nothing Shocking, Ocean Sized. Nothing moves me, man. No one tries. Yes! And this is a little soul dressing here from Booker T and the MGs. And, well, of course, we lost Steve Cropper earlier this year, too. Or last year, at the end of last year. So, you know, rest in peace for both Bob Weir and Steve Cropper. Maybe they'll be jamming up in the Pearly Gates there. I like to imagine all those things here. So, I've got my eye on the clock here, looking at just exactly how much time I have left. I think I've got this figured out. And I think if it works, it's just perfect. Because I saw a song called Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead and chose it to be the last piece. Hopefully it is the piece that falls into place and it just ends just perfectly. Because we're going to start it right now. And I think I got the damn thing right. Well, I might be a little under. Anyway, I love you all and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man.